days, I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
Someone just fucking died. I'm out of here.
Oh, we got to go because I'm going to court.
Yeah.
I go to... So fuck this movie. I'm out. I got to do Poltergeist. I got to go fucking tell Toby Hooper how to shoot Poltergeist and make E.T. I got to go.
All right.
Twilight Zone, the movie.
Is a tragedy.
Horrible tragedy.
Oh, speaking of tragedy.
Enclosed is a PDF attachment. A picture of yourself in a boat on a river. It's a river that flows in two directions. Make that three. It's a magic river, that's how. And it's flowing down the Erie Canal to the scary door. That's Erie with two E's.
Ordering in Wonderland, the Twilight Zone review.
If only I'd programmed the robot to be more careful what I wish for! Robot, experience this tragic irony for me! No!
Sunnyvale Rest, a home for the aged, a dying place and a common children's game called Kick the Can that will shortly become a refuge for a man who knows he will die in this world if he doesn't escape into the Twilight Zone.
His heart was not in that. Hello, citizens. Welcome to LAW Twilight Zone Review / Eye of the Ear of the Beholder. Ooh.
Hey, ooh, yeah, ooh. New name.
This is episode 458. TZ59 321 Kick the Can Redux, Phoenix West.
Dick the Can?
Hi, Dickory.
The Ear of the Beholder.
Yeah, we need a theme song. Just thrash metal. We talk about Rob Zombie enough. I think he'll do that.
We can get Jonathan Davis. He's done it before.
He does this. He does the Twilight Zone 2002.
That's exactly right.
Okay. This
one you hate. I know you hate this episode.
It's stupid. It's fucking boring. That's all I can say about it.
What season is this one? This is a 5-season episode?
This is 3.
5th season? This is 3rd season?
Yeah.
Shit, this is like the prime of Twilight Zone. You'd think this would be a 5th season episode in the sort of weaker area. Hey. Not too great.
No. you've seen this one before, obviously.
Oh, yeah. This is like a go-to classic. It's always on the marathons for Sci-Fi Channel.
And I don't get why.
This one and the Talking Tina Doll one are always in the rotation.
But at least that one, I understand why people like it. This one, it's old people looking miserable, kicking cans. I don't get it.
That's where they belong.
These people look fucking miserable. They need to be dead already.
This is why we have a president that's 90 years old. He's dying. Should be kicking the can in hell.
I don't know. Part of the fun with him is watching his brain melt in front of us. He's forgetting basic words and names and faces and basic shapes, too.
I'm going to kick the can out and all. Kick the can down the road. It's a good game. I like that game. But, this is, I don't know.
Kids are drawing the grass.
Yeah, I like them when they're curmudgeon-y, though. And then fucking kids are outside playing, living life when I'm in here dying. Get these kids out of here.
The guy from the next episode, Static, needs to be in this one.
Well, that's what I mean. I feel like this was a two-parter with Static.
Yeah. I teamed them to get him the fuck out of the way.
It makes sense. And Static was, again, we'll get to that later. That one seems more like a repeat of another episode we did, which is basically the same storyline. Only it has a happier ending.
Yeah, because he gets to go fuck his mom.
Well, no, he doesn't fuck his mom. He fucks his wife or his ex-wife or whatever it is.
Okay, maybe we're thinking about different episodes, but we'll get to that next episode.
You stopped talking to me after 1942 when you lost all your zest for life.
Oh, no.
Because I married you, you fucking whore. Yeah. You ruined my life.
It's not a coincidence that I married you and immediately went curmudgeon.
It's not my fault that you're a fucking... bitch.
Just shit out of my heart.
Do you think that's the alternate, like, Rod Serling script where he just goes crazy one night and just goes, I'm fucking sick of these fucking old people scripts that I have to write. This one, Jack Laird from the future came to me and told me I have to write these old people episodes.
I think he got in a fight with his wife over his smoking. Maybe.
And probably.
Thrashing around his office.
It's the only thing that keeps me calm!
The radio loves me.
I can't kiss you because you smell like fucking tar.
But it is such a classic episode that even when we did this thing, the Monster Golf in Las Vegas, the puppet.
Oh, yeah.
they have like the Sunnyvale, whatever it's called.
Right, yeah.
Home for the Insanely Elderly. I forget what it says exactly.
Insanely Elderly.
Yeah.
And they're all in their 60s. Like, this is 63 or 64. So these people are probably actually 58 to 62 in the grand scheme of things.
I want to get a... Okay, here we go. I want to get it on screen so you can see how elderly these people are.
Look at this sad fucking stack of shit.
This is 1962.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's 65. The main... Ernest Charles is...
Yeah, let's look at the ages of all these actors in this episode.
73.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
do some quick math here. Miss Summers, Mrs. Summers is... Yeah, in her 60s. These people are in their 60s. And it's funny because...
The Greatest Generation went through.
They're 60 in real life. This guy, the doctor that he talks to after this scene, says he's 43, and he looks like he's 60 now.
No, this is 43?
He says right here.
I'm 41!
A little peculiar. Now, Mr. H.E., for instance, some way he got a hold of a few firecrackers, and I found them trying to set one of them off. Now, he could have gotten hurt.
I don't remember exactly what he says it, but he says, I am 43.
I'm a spry 43, and I look like I'm 62.
So I'm saying, he looks like he's 60. This dude right here is literally 60.
Yeah, 65. That's amazing. You know, but I just saw something the other day. They were saying the millennials and Gen Zers are looking older for their age because they keep putting, like, chemicals and Botox in their face. They look like they're fucking 50 when they're 22.
Can't wait.
Because Kendall Jenner just came out with, like, a new face, and she looks like she's 47 years old. And she's like, what, 25?
Holy
dumb old
shit.
Stupid vain bitch.
You know what's crazy? Real life, this guy's only a decade younger than this guy.
Holy God. Jesus Christ. Shit. See, gin, smoking.
Yeah.
That's what they did in those days.
I mean, the guy on the left here looks like he's out of like The Godfather, and this guy's like dopey from the Seven Dwarves. Clearly,
yeah,
genetics are playing into this as well.
I'm going to give him an offer he can't refuse.
This is my Ron Howard. Clint Howard and Tom Cruise thing. They're like 3 years apart in real life.
Yes.
And they look like they're three decades apart.
Exactly. Yeah, it's amazing.
Every time one of our people goes senile, I get a little cold inside.
Because I'm almost there.
When I first took this assignment, I was 32. Now I'm 43.
There it is.
Oh, my God! How did it age you like that? You president?
How stressful is this job?
Holy shit. How many old people are you going to put down with a gun? Like, I had to shoot old people for the Nazis back in the day, and that aged me out pretty well.
He's like the Salvador Ross episode where he's selling years of his life. I don't know how else you get here at 43.
Look at him. That's insanity. 43.
I mean, he's not in real life.
No, in real life, how old was he? Do we have his age in real life?
Yeah, in real life, he was 55.
55? Okay, that makes a lot more sense. But come on, guys. Okay, so maybe there's something to this Hollywood casting debacle going on where people, like, you know, play older to be younger. Like, you know, all those high school students that are 35 years old playing 17-year-olds. Well, this is the opposite of that. This is pretty impressive.
Yeah, Twilight Zone likes to do the...
reverse.
They do the, like, favor to the actors thing.
Yeah.
Where you get the... Oh, and then they do the opposite, too, with the old lady and the, you know, those... The Nothing in the Dark episodes where they're just like, I'm a sad old pathetic lady. I can't do a damn thing for myself. I just shit myself. Are you death? It's like she's just putting herself down. And that grandmother...
Robert Redford.
The grandmother on the... Remember the... long distance call.
Oh, yeah.
That's just screaming.
Why don't you talk to me? Yeah. You told me I can't talk to you.
And then
talk to me.
The other grandma phone episode. With
yes.
I'm old and going to die soon, only with an accent.
And I'm going to take you with me, you little bastard.
Yeah.
You're going to be with me. I'm taking you with me. I'm
going to drown you in the pool outside.
I'm going to drown you in the pool, Bill Mooney.
I guess is it because this episode is so simple and accessible that
yes.
people like it?
Oh, absolutely. because it's sweet. It's the night. It's like, oh, they're old and they find youth again, and oh, it's so whimsical and blah blah blah. It's like, whatever. We're cynical, so we don't like this shit.
I like that shit when it ties
works.
It works better. This is just he kick work. Literally goes and kicks a can, and they're young again.
Right.
And they're just like, how the fuck did that? What? So any elderly person, as long as they believe they'll go young, they go kick a can. Or... And how fucked are those kids at the end of this episode? That's all I can think about.
Well, in this day and age, the fucking old people go run fucking 4Ks, and they feel like they're, you know, 20 years old. Now, kicking a can, if that's all you had to do, holy shit.
The reveal here at the end of the kids, and then he goes, one of the kids goes, like, I'm speaking on how fucked they are now.
Yeah.
Because one of the kids, I swear, he goes, let's go back into the woods. Like, they're going to go live in the woods?
Little did he know the torso killer was out and about that year.
Come on.
It's just before this, damn it. It's when he's looking at him. Yeah, it's right here.
Let's put into the forest is rotten apple.
The forest.
Jesus Christ.
We're going to retreat back to the goddamn forest.
You're not going to take me back to the fucking old folks home. I'm going to be young again. I'm going to get laid again. Fuck you.
This is the beginning of like a Children of the Damned situation.
Well, unfortunately, he came upon a Catholic church, and the priest molested him for 24 hours and destroyed his life.
And he grew up angry and bitter, demanded to go back to childhood. Went back there, got molested by that guy's grandson.
And he ended up in the same. He ended up in the same old folks home 80 years later
with the priest.
This is irony. Oh shit. Now, the movie version, do you think is more saccharine, more sweeter than this one?
It's just a little bit slicker.
And because Spielberg... It flows but better. Also, you need to remember that this is the Twilight Zone debacle where the movie... This is basically... Spielberg comes in. We got a problem. I got to shoot my segment for this fucking movie. I'm going to give you 5 days. I'm going to shoot this in 5 days and go home and then prepare my case for court.
Yeah.
And it's basically what happened.
Yep. He was going to do a different segment, changed his mind, and went, you know what? And that's the ultimate insult of this episode. What's the dumbest, quickest thing I can
right,
do?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Fucking old people kicking cans. Got it. Film it. Yeah.
All right. Okay, fine. And Ron Howard, you can borrow this idea for Cocoon. Shut up. Thank you for nothing. Which Cocoon, not a bad movie. Cocoon's a good movie. I'll give it that.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Cocoon is funny because Wilford Brimley is the same age as Paul Rudd in Cocoon, which is insanity.
Paul Rudd when?
Now. Paul Rudd now is
Paul Rudd
the
now
same
is what, 60?
Well, that's what I mean. It's like he was the exact same age as diabetes himself.
How old is Paul Rudd?
Gotta be 54. 54.
Okay. So Paul Rudd in this is only, Paul Rudd now is only 10 years younger than the elderly actor in this episode.
That is sick.
11, but.
What a genetic feat.
Genetic and time and place. Like,
I mean,
mostly genetic.
Maybe he didn't, he's never smoked. He's never drank a gin and tonic in his life. Paul Rudd, is that what did it? I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like he was a boozer in college, maybe. He had to have been. He was in
looking
Halloween,
like that.
For Christ's sake. Yeah. The bad Halloween. He had a drink after that one.
Oh, he definitely hung out with Donald Pleasance and went to his funeral drunk.
Like... Why am I doing this shit?
How many more of these?
God damn it, I got too many. I was in a good Twilight Zone episode.
Look, our bots are in full effect right now.
Yeah, all 9 of them. That's more than usual.
Oh, I love it.
They're going to sell us some sexual provocative program online that can upload and lose everything on my computer.
I like that it was like right when Elon Musk took over, all of a sudden we start getting all these bots like crazy.
Hey,
we used to get one or two.
Makes me feel better because there's an actual number instead of zero.
Yeah.
That number was always zero for so many years.
Well, when we do show an when we first started with Adam, it'd be like, 3, 4, 7 sometimes. And then, yeah. Then something happened to Adam. I forget what, but after that, it was just one.
He's kicking
two
the can.
Most. Yeah.
He kicked the can. He's gone.
Yeah. He kicked a bucket on accident. He
kicked a bucket instead.
So,
oops. Damn it. But.
Oh, I did decide that we're going to start doing awards.
Oh.
Probably for Hollywood is Dead.
And yeah.
We'll name it after Adam. But we'll do it there for the best movie and the worst movie we review for the year.
Yeah.
The Adam Wilcox Award.
There you go. Yeah.
We got Oscars coming up next
Sunday. Is it
this Sunday or next Sunday?
This Sunday.
Oh, okay. So we're not going to have time to get our Oscar picks in. Damn.
It doesn't matter. Who cares?
I want to see how horribly wrong I can be because I don't know any of those movies.
No, it's easy. Oppenheimer's going to win everything. Lily Gladstone's going to win Best Actress for Flower Moon. Best Actor is going to be Oppenheimer. Best Picture, Oppenheimer. Best Director, Oppenheimer. Best Adaptive Script might go to Poor Things.
I'd say Barbie.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think Barbie's going to win nothing.
They'll win, costumes.
Yes, it'll win Best Costume, Best Song.
Best Billie Musical Eilish Number, yeah.
Billie Eilish will win another fucking Oscar for Best Song in a movie. That fucking... Ugh.
Oh, I thought you liked her a lot.
No, I do, but she's annoying. I talk like this and sing like this. I'm an artist, and every song sounds the same.
I gotta admit, I don't know a goddamn thing about her.
I just like her when she's bigger. She's lost a bunch of weight, so she's lost all my curiosity.
I noticed her face is very pointy now.
Yeah, she lost a lot of weight. And she always wears stupid frumpy things. Like
oh, yeah.
Because she wants to be, oh, I'm the artist, I'm so different. I'm like, go away, shut up. And her brother writes music with her, his name's Phineas.
I thought you said his name was Rice Music. I was like, what?
That'd be hilarious. My brother writes music is here. He's gonna help me with this.
No,
award.
Rice.
Oh, Rice Music.
His name is Rice Music. RYCEMUSIK.
I was born an artist. My name is Rice Music. shut up.
How does your brother have a different last? Well, who cares?
Whatever. Are you guys fucking?
You're fucking.
Just like Jack White and Meg White, that whole thing where people thought they were brother and sister, but they were a husband and wife. Yeah. Or were they not? Is that what it was?
I think they were, but now they got divorced. And
you ever see her sex tape?
No.
She had a sex tape.
I don't know. I don't know anything about her either, so.
No, she got giant breasts. She's got going on. That Jack White's something else. He can take a dick.
You ever see Jack White's porno? It's blinding. The man is so white. God,
I'm gonna give it to you in the ass. I'm gonna give it to you in the butt.
Turn down the contrast on this TV. God,
I'm Jack White.
My TV's so old it still has the knobs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's cool. Because he's fucking hipster.
Yeah.
I have a TV with knobs on it because I don't believe remote controls.
Let's go into my hat room.
Do you want to see my hats?
This is the sub-closet for top hats.
I have 47,000 hats.
It's twice the size of Eddie Vedder's scarves. Yeah. His scarf-aporium.
I got this hat from Eddie Van Halen.
But it's only a tenth of Steven Tyler's scarves for his microphone.
I got this hat from Steven Tyler.
Fucking Johnny Depp is in there raiding him. Get out, Johnny! Here! You gotta chase him off with a stick.
Get the hell out of here, Johnny.
You'll find Johnny Depp droppings on the ground. They're bottles of liquor.
Take your bottom feeding daughter out of here, too. Get her out of here. She's stealing my top hats. Get her out of here. I was in a show where I showed my titties and my vagina. Go away.
Yes, so now you're done.
Now your career's over. Go away.
Oh, we're up to 10. 10
Yay!
Bots.
Oh!
We did it, Dick.
We've made it. The Russian bots are watching the show and enjoying every moment of it.
On year 12 of this.
I love Kick the Gun.
This studio's year 12. We're finally a success.
Yay. Start cashing them checks.
This episode has a 7.5 for some fucking reason.
Because it's the feel good, oh, isn't it sweet episode where everyone doesn't want to be a monster and says it sucks.
It sucks.
Yeah, there you go. It's fine.
And I'm not even that cynical about this stuff. I like Saccharin. Like last night, we were talking. I asked if you watched Gabe's story, and you said, yes, it was sweet. I agree.
Yeah.
It's a sweet episode. We're not against that. It's just, I want entertainment. not an entertaining episode. It's really bland. I don't hate it by any means, but I give it a 5.
Yeah, it's a fight. It's a filler episode. It just always felt that way to me. It's just like, hey, it was based on a short story. I forget. Is this one
George Clayton Johnson?
Oh, it is? Okay. So
I don't know if he wrote the short story. He wrote the screenplay.
Okay, so there you go. So you can't blame Rod for this one.
Story consultant Richard P. McDonough. This is entirely George Clayton Johnson, the hippie.
Oh, there you go.
I showed you a picture of him before, right?
I think. I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, God.
There's thousands. We've done hundreds of episodes. I can't remember all of them. Yeah, there he is. Is he alive? He's got to be dead.
He wrote a lot of good stuff, though.
He's got to be dead, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're all dead. He died in 2015.
Oh, shit. Well, there you go.
Yeah, he did. He wrote the original Ocean's 11.
Ew.
So, he stuck around. No, he did. He survived all of them. He didn't. He wasn't alive for the Ocean's 8 one, though.
You mean Ocean's 11 2001?
No, the original.
The original sucks. That's a terrible
He wrote
movie.
That one, though.
Well,
but
he didn't follow that script.
When they do a remake, he's getting a tiny paycheck there for...
Oh, sure, yeah.
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 He probably made more money on the remakes.
More likely, yeah.
Yeah, the dude wrote a lot.
Fuck yeah, give me that check. Fuck you.
He wrote the novel Logan's Run.
Oh,
cool. Or wrote the script. I don't know if he wrote the novel. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, good God. Why do they always have to die so miserably? He died of bladder and prostate cancer.
Well, they are connected.
I know, but that's an insanely painful death.
That's awful.
God damn.
You know why? Because he was a writer. He sat too much. So you got to stand when drinking. You write. You got, well, that too. But you got to stand when you write, I think. That's the trick.
Yeah, you got to be like Hemingway.
Hemingway blew his brains out. I guess that works.
We both went to Hemingway.
Exactly.
But Hemingway were going like, I'm going to go on a 6-week walk in the woods right now behind my house. I'll come back maybe.
I'm going to drink a bottle of whiskey first step.
And then I'm going to blow my goddamn brains out.
My ball hair stinks.
Something about being an artist in the woods just makes you blow your brains out, like Hunter S. Thompson.
Well, he was sick, though. He was terminal, wasn't he? Isn't that why he did it?
I don't know. I think that would have ended that way anyway, honestly.
I think he was terminal. I think he just killed himself because he didn't want to die horribly of cancer.
The Robin Williams method?
Well, Rob Williams, it was more like his brain was telling him,
"Yeah,
kill yourself." Like, he was all fucked up. It was just
but also, bad. I think he wanted out of not degrading.
Well, I always say he killed himself because Mrs. Doubtfire too.
Ooh,
that's the movie he was going to make if he would have lived, and that would have been embarrassing.
I'm kind of glad he.
Yeah, I'm just like he was in a divorce. He just had his the second divorce. You know, he had to pay that. You know, it's 50% of his money gone. So he has to rebuild, and like the only thing that he was going to get that was going to be a big paycheck was Mrs. Doubtfire 2. That sucks. That's got to be terrible.
He's not having fun anymore with coke. Like, I bet he could snort coke and it would do nothing to him.
Probably not. Just, it got to that point.
Like, I snorted my nose off my face. This is doing, it's baby powder.
Just like, just like that guy in Punisher Warzone. We did all the cocaine and Punisher punches him through the face.
I don't remember that.
That's a great movie.
But also R.I.P. Ray Stevenson.
Rest in power.
Everyone's goddamn dead.
I know. It sucks. They are dead. All the good ones are fucking
dead. Everyone's dead.
Because they're fucking saying, you know what? I'm seeing where Hollywood's going. I'm out. I'm done. Fuck this. Take me now. I'm out. This is shit. Fuck it.
Oh, he blew himself up. He did it like a bomb.
Fuck.
Whee!
Mother Nature just shit her pantsuit or whatever. From Tropic Thunder.
Kick the can.
I think I'm done. Five,
don't
five
watch
stars.
It, won't you?
Yeah, it's fine. Go have fun with it if you're a fucking pussy.
I just wish it was better. That's all I can say, and I'm not going to keep repeating myself, so let's get out of here.
Let's get to an older, better episode.
Let's hear the outro, and then we'll say goodbyes. Oh, God. There it is. Let's go hide in the woods.
Trespass on private land.
Oh, I was way off on the time there. Sorry, I was looking.
Oh, that was the end of it.
No, it's 24:08. So that was way early.
Oh wow!
Believe it or not, there's another minute of silence there.
To visit.
Oh no!
Wow!
Come on!
Good music cues.
All right, 5 more seconds. It's fucking with me, so I'm just gonna leave it. All right, here we go.
Sunnyvale Rest, a dying place for ancient people who have forgotten the fragile magic of youth. A dying place for those who have forgotten that childhood, maturity, and old age are curiously intertwined and not separate. A dying place for those who have grown too stiff in their thinking to visit the Twilight Zone.
Doesn't it seem like Rod doesn't like this episode?
He's just chewing his emotion.
His intro was like, Sunnyvale, and they're going to kick a can or something. I don't know. I got nothing.
Sunnyvale, you son of a bitch.
All I can think about is how fucked those kids are. Where are they going to go? They're just going to live in the woods now? Is this permanent?
I guess their family doesn't care. Well, they dumped him off at his old folks' home, but they'll never visit him again. They don't give a fuck.
Oh, wouldn't you be so ashamed to be that guy's son?
Wouldn't that be like their? But that's like part two of the story, is they go after their kids for revenge.
They get adopted by their
fucking home.
They're gonna get adopted by their own kids, and then when their own kids get too old, they're gonna abandon them at the.
Oh yeah, revenge, sweet revenge.
That's kind of what happens in a, not that specific, but there's a Chuck Palahniuk book that out of nowhere suddenly involves time travel, and the guy goes back and becomes his own dad, and it's so. Like, it makes sense once it happens. It's not completely, I don't know, but you're just oh, there's fucking time travel? Wait, what? It's awesome. It's my second favorite Chuck Palahniuk book.
Like Futurama.
I don't want to ruin it, but it's called Rant. Check it out.
Rant, okay. Rant. Futurama, though, Fry's his own grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah. He is.
Yeah.
Nope, not comfortable with these pile of rusty bayonets. Oh, no, it was, thank God you pushed me. Oh, well, thank God you pushed me onto this pile of rusty bayonets. That's what it was. Oh, my God. All right, let's get out of here. Until next time, in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West.
Thank you,
Jacob. That's all I said. Goodbye, 11 loyal viewer bots.
Kick the can, bitch.